FAQs, future alien questions.
Wasn't the vast number of religions, each claiming to be the one true one, a tip-off that the phenomenon of religion was more a collective neurosis than a metaphysical observation?
No.
Was there really a doggy heaven?
No. There was, however, a doggy hell.
Jews, Christians, and Muslims all had a holy book. What about Hindus?
Well, the Hindus had many sacred scriptures. The most important was the Kama Sutra, which taught enlightenment through yogic techniques, such as the reverse cowboy and the Calcutta steamer.
We were surprised you devoted so much time to Judaism, since it made up only 1/5 of 1% of the world's people.
Wait, what do you mean?
It just seemed disproportionate.
Oh, well. Sorry, I had a problem with all the stuff about the Jews.
We didn't have a problem with them.
Really? Because it sounds like you had a problem with them.
No, no, no. In fact, some of our favorite things in the chapter were Jewish.
Oh, good. Good for you.
Can we move on?
Hey, your questions. Do what you like.
Was Buddha really fat or really skinny? There seems to be evidence for both.
Well, he started out thin, and then once he achieved enlightenment, he kind of let himself go.
Why did bad things happen to good people?
We did not know. But we did know it was presumptuous for human beings to attempt to comprehend providence, or the mysterious motivations behind every aspect of the divine plan.
Why did bad things happen to bad people?
That was divine justice.
You say the Pope was the head of the Catholic Church, yet we're finding many records of people inquiring whether he was even Catholic.
Is the Pope Catholic? That was actually a sarcastic way of letting someone know the answer to the question they just asked is yes.